This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Home Ministry issued the Gazette notification of the census today. The census will include caste enumeration for the first time. Earlier, the Home Minister said as many as 34 lakh enumerators and supervisors and around 1.3 lakh census functionaries will conduct the operation with cutting-edge mobile digital gadgets. The census will be conducted in two phases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Cypriot President Nikos Christodoulidis in Nicosia this afternoon. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of areas, including education, digital partnerships and regional security. Discussions will also touch on global developments such as the India-EU partnership and the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. Prime Minister Modi will conclude his Cyprus visit with an official lunch hosted in his honour at the Presidential Palace. From Cyprus, Mr. Modi will head to Kananaskis in Canada to participate in the G7 summit at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored India's commitment to deepening economic ties with Cyprus as he addressed the business roundtable in Limassol during his official visit. The Prime Minister said beginning the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Cyprus in 23 years with a business roundtable highlights the importance India places on economic engagement.
Cyprus lambe samay se hamara vishwasniya partner raha hai aur Bharat mein yahan se ullekhaniya nivesh bhi hua hai. कई भारतीय कंपनियों ने भी साइप्रस को यूरोप का गेटवे के रूप में ही देखा है आज आपसी व्यापार 150 मिलियन डॉलर पहुंच गया है लेकिन हमारे रिश्तों की वास्तविक क्षमता इससे बहुत अधिक है.
The Prime Minister said India is focusing on sectors like maritime and port development, shipbuilding and shipbreaking, and is introducing new policies to promote them. The first meeting of the high-level committee set up by the government to investigate the Ahmedabad plane crash will be held this afternoon in New Delhi. The committee will be chaired by the Union Home Secretary. The members of the high-level multidisciplinary committee includes Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, senior officials from Home Ministry, Police Commissioner of Ahmedabad, Director General of Inspection and Safety in the Indian Air Force and Director General of Bureau of Civil Aviation Security will attend the meeting. The committee will submit its report within 3 months. The committee is expected to focus on formulating standard operating procedures for preventing such occurrences in future. The war between Israel and Iran has entered its fourth day with both sides firing new waves of missiles overnight amid international pleas for diplomacy and de-escalation. Iran's strikes earlier this morning hit an Israeli oil refinery and damaged part of the power grid. The Israel Defense Forces said its fighter jets have struck command centers belonging to the Quds Force, a clandestine wing of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Casualties are also mounting on both sides as the attacks widen. Israel's National Emergency Service, Megan David Adom, said that Iranian strikes killed 3 people in the city of Petah Tikva and 1 person in the city of Bnei Brak this morning, bringing the total death toll to 20 and 380 wounded. The UK's Foreign Intelligence Agency, MI6, will be led by a woman for the first time in its 116-year history. Blaise Metrovelli, who joined the Secret Intelligence Service in 1999, will become the 18th chief of the organisation, taking over from Richard Moore later this year. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.7% higher in forenoon trade today, led by IT, metal and financial services sectors amid mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 583 points to 81,701 and NSE Nifty 50 rose 190 points to 24,909 when reports last came in. The Intermeteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall on the west coast of the country. And with that, we end this news bulletin.